Good morning. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to be here with you. I'm going to continue reading where our brother Gary left off this morning in Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading in verse 21. And we're going to be reading the accounts of a prophet and a prophetess. And what stands out to me about their stories is their commitment to the Lord. Verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of an angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, that being the purification of Mary, and I understand that's 40 days, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. He was the firstborn son. And so it was according to the law, they were to go to the temple and present him. Give an offering. It says in verse 23, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this is the prophet that I was speaking of. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. I looked up that word consolation, and the primary significance was the calling forth of. Imagine Christ had come, had been born, the Messiah of Israel. They had been called forth. And so the Simeon had been waiting for this time when salvation would be declared to the world, specifically Israel. And so this man, Simeon, it says he was just and devout. He was righteous. He was obedient to the Lord. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. When I read that, I was reminded of, I think there are some people who believe that the Holy Ghost didn't exist until the day of Pentecost. And yet we know in the Book of Mormon that the Holy Ghost was given in the Old Testament. And here it said that Simeon had the Holy Ghost upon him. To me, that says that he talked with God daily, and God talked to him. He drew near to God. He sought God with all of his heart, with all of his mind, with all of his strength. He feasted upon the Word of God. Verse 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he had received this prophecy, this revelation from God, that he would not die, that he would not pass away until he had seen the Messiah. What a promise that God had given unto him. And I see that as a gift from God to him for his obedience, for his trust in God, for his daily seeking God. Verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. So he wasn't just coming as custom would be, or as to be seen of people, or he wasn't coming for any reason except that the Spirit of the Lord had led him. He was close to God. God guided him daily. And so God told him to go to the temple, and he went. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after, excuse me, let me read that again. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, when I read that, and blessed God, he was praising God. He recognized him instantly. He knew him. God with us. He had been talking to God from day to day by the Holy Ghost. He knew God. And when he saw the child's face, he recognized him. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. God had told him this was going to happen. He was going to see the Messiah face to face. And he praised God because God fulfills all his promises. And when you draw near unto him, you have so many promises. Verse 30, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He knew the word of God. He knew that animals were not sufficient that there needed to be a perfect sacrifice. He knew there wasn't salvation in the law, but in Christ alone. And so when he saw his face, he recognized his own salvation. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. And then he prophesied, a light to lighten the Gentiles, that's you and I. He saw our day. He saw that this salvation wasn't just the consolation of Israel, but for you and I. And the glory of thy people Israel, a light to the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And as you and I would be, it says, and Joseph and his mother, Mary, meaning Jesus' mother, Mary, marveled at those things which were spoken of him. They had just gone through 40 days before, or however, or a little fewer maybe. They had just gone through all the experiences that our brother Gary read this morning, seeing wise men come and present gifts before him. Of course, they'd already had the promises and visions and dreams that God had given them to prepare them for this time. But God kept blessing them over and over because Joseph and Mary had been obedient. And they marveled at the blessings of God. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them. And he said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. He's set for, he was the promise of the redemption and salvation of souls. He was set there for a purpose, to set the example for you and I, to make that sacrifice on the cross and be risen again, that others might rise. Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. We read this morning in our Sunday school class, we read about the sign that was given to Samuel, the Lamanite. You see, Samuel was a Lamanite. The Lamanites had followed the traditions of their fathers for many, many years. They had been a ferocious people because of the traditions of their fathers. But I think it was three of the sons of Mosiah, three or four, I can't remember, they had been a sinful people, had repented of their sins, and had desired that other souls who didn't know of the gospel of Christ might learn of his salvation. And so they went to the Lamanites, who had not known of the gospel of Christ, and they taught them, and they suffered much. But because they were willing to do that, many Lamanites were brought to repentance. And as a result of that, this Samuel the Lamanite was an obedient soul. And it says at his time that the Lamanites were obedient to God, and they were faithful to his commandments. But the Nephites, who had been taught the ways of the Lord, had been disobedient. And so God sent to the city of Zarahemla this prophet, Samuel. And he spoke of a sign of the coming of Christ on this land. He spoke to the Nephites, and they didn't believe. The more part of them didn't believe. And so it came the time for this sign to be given, the birth of Christ, and many of the unbelievers thought the time had passed. And so they persecuted. There was this great uproar in the land, and they persecuted those who believed, and they set a day that they should kill all those who believed. And so Nephi cried out to God that he would bless them. And so the voice of the Lord came to him and said, "Worry not. On the morrow, I come into the world, and the sign will be fulfilled." But think of those who believed, who when the threat of death came, they believed. They didn't stop believing. When people mocked and said, "The time has passed," those were just stories. They continued to believe and seek. When the sign came, they had joy in their hearts. They knew their Lord had come into the world, that salvation had come. In fact, on this land, when that occurred, they were so thrilled, I think they left the word and didn't pay so much attention, because it says there were some who stopped following the law of Moses because they thought salvation is here, but they didn't wait until his death and resurrection, and they were corrected in that. But they were so thrilled salvation had come, that this promise of thousands of years had been fulfilled, that the Messiah had come. And so here in verse 34, it said, Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against." How many times have you heard from people in the world that Mary really wasn't virgin, and these are Christians in the world? The sign was spoken against. How many times is science trying to prove that Jesus didn't really exist, or that there was a man named Jesus, but he wasn't the Son of God? How many how much counsel in the world teaches against what the word says about our Lord and Savior? It's often spoken against. A sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also. Simeon is prophesying of that day when Mary will have to witness the crucifixion of her son. That the thoughts of many may be revealed. That's the story of Simeon, a man who drew so near unto God that he was able to see Christ and know that he was God with us, that he was Emmanuel. Verse 36, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age. We know here she was very old. Let's learn more about her. And had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. So she was a virgin. She was married. So she was obedient to God. And then she married. And then she was married 7 years. And I'm assuming her husband died. And then it says, and she was a widow of about 84 years. My assumption from this is that that's how long she was a widow, 84 years. So what did she do for those 84 years? It says, which departed not from the temple. She spent her time in the temple. That's what she did. That's where her life was. That's where her desire was. But served God with fastings and prayers night and day. In the Book of Mormon, in Mosiah chapter 6, it tells us what we should be doing as a church. And it says, I'm sorry, I do that often. Moroni, chapter 6, verse 6. It's on page 762. It says, and the church did meet together oft to fast and to pray, to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls. And they did meet together oft to partake of bread and wine in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. Well, she did that before that was even spoken. Minus the bread and the wine, I think. But she spent her time in the temple, fasting and praying. Night and day. Verse 38, and she came in that instant. And she coming in that instant. So that instant when Simeon had blessed the mom and dad there. He just blessed them. And she comes in and it says, she gave thanks. She recognized him. She had spent her days drawing near to him, not fasting and praying for the glory of the world, fasting and praying to draw near to her God. And so when she came in that instance, she recognized the God she spoke with daily. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him. She knew all the prophecies of him. She had them in her heart. And she spake of them. Not only, it says she was a prophetess. So she didn't just speak of the prophecies of old. She prophesied. She prophesied of what was to come. She spake of him. She spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Israel. So there were others there who sought him, who sought the consolation of Israel, who sought the salvation of the Lord, who sought for redemption in Israel, the paying for of the sins of the people. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. I brought these two examples to you today that they might be examples of someone you can follow after. One was a man, one was a woman. They were people like you and I who sought the Lord. This morning, right before I got up, we sang hymn 47. And I want to read one verse from there. Verse 3. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. May God bless us to seek him daily as Simeon and Anna sought him. God bless.